Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please.
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
Stop it! Stop what you're doing!
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this next week is Global Accessibility Awareness Day. And this is something that really means a lot to me. And technology out there has been so helpful in making everything more accessible for everyone out there. And today we've got Thomas Wladkowski, Vice President of Accessibility for Comcast. Welcome to Around the House, brother. Really appreciate you coming on today. And you've got an amazing story to tell and how you guys are really helping people out there.
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me and nice to be with you around the house.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I was reading through your bio and you grew up in a house of four boys. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
How I did. I have three brothers as well. So I know the fun, the pain, the learning and the experience of that.
What end were you at? The oldest or the youngest?
I was the oldest.
Oh, man. Okay. So I was the youngest. So I got more abused than you did.
Yeah. I was the trailblazer for my brothers. I was the one that taught them what not to do, it seemed, for the many times my youngest brother goes, I really learned a lot from you of how not to do things. And I'm like, well, thanks, man. Happy I could help. Well,
yeah.
I wanted to talk today about, your experience and what's going on here with Comcast. I've gone through, I'm a user, so I have Xfinity in my house. And you guys have done so much as an organization to make things easily accessible for many.
Well, it really starts out with the premise that if you build accessibility into your product, or now what we're starting to talk more about is inclusive design. If you have a focus on inclusive design right from the beginning of your product life cycle, you're going to end up with a better product for everyone. And it, because you're focused on, all little aspects of accessibility. So you're taking it from the premise that not everyone can use a mouse, not everyone can speak. And so you're thinking about multimodal experiences, inclusive experiences right from the get-go. And if you can follow that all the way through the life cycle, not only do I, as someone who's blind, and other people with disabilities win, everybody wins.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I really learned some of that when I was designing my parents' house, and my dad passed about 7 years ago, but we designed kind of their forever home, and I really designed a lot, not on this side of things, but we made all the doors 3 foot wide. There's no steps up. And when you design something from start to finish with that in mind, it's so true because it just naturally lends a hand to more inclusivity for people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you guys have got some great stuff. And even just the voice guidance stuff on the Xfinity X1 system is so easy to use for me. And I can't imagine for somebody that that has more struggles to get around or use it. It's impressive just how that works on its own.
So voice guidance is our feature that enables people who are blind or visually impaired to independently navigate their entertainment experience on X1 and now Flex, which is our free video product that we add to our broadband only customers. And so similar platform. And so voice guidance will read the on-screen menus. It will read the TV listings, will help you schedule and playback DVR recordings. So it's really the voice out where your TV is talking to you. And then you combine that with our voice remote where you, as the customer, are talking to the TV to say, hey, watch NBC, when are the Mariners playing, whatever it is. And then you combine that, and now you have like that whole conversation going on between you and the TV. For someone who can't see, the searches come up on the screen. It really makes for an inclusive experience, and it's easy to turn on or off. You can use a voice command to say voice guidance on, voice guidance off. We have shortcut keys that we map into the remote. So on your remote on X1, you can press the B button twice, and that's the default shortcut to turn on and off the voice guidance. It's the one keyboard shortcut that everyone else in my house knows because they're all sighted. But that's the beauty part of inclusive design. It's an experience that's there when I'm controlling the TV, and it's an experience that might be beneficial to others. Maybe they're just tired of looking at a screen all day and they want the text read to them. But if they want to go back to the, quote unquote, traditional way of navigating TV in a visual way, hit that button twice or say voice guidance off, and voila, you got your normal experience back, and you're off and running. And that's the way, my wife and son would use it. I come in, I turn it on, and I'm off and running.
It's so easy to use. That voice remote, I have really tried to throw it for a loop sometimes, and it is about 97% accurate to me compared to many other voice-activated things in my house. And I don't talk smack about anybody, but some of those things I'm having to ask four or five times to finally get someplace with it that I'm trying to get. That doesn't happen with the voice remote with me personally, because unless there's like multiple options, like there's a show or a movie that has, there's seven of them with the same similar name, it works really flawlessly for me.
Yeah, no, and we've really leaned in on the entertainment experience and really, tuning our voice commands. But the beauty part about X1 and our Flex platform is that, now that we're into this cloud infrastructure and it's a cloud-based system, we can bring in the rest of our features. So you can control your Wi-Fi through your voice remote on X1. You can look at our Xfinity home security cameras through your TV now. Yep. So you can get a notification of when somebody's at the door, and you can check things out.
And that's really helpful, because if I've got friends coming over to watch sports or something like that, I've got that same system and I can set it up on the TV. So when somebody pulls into my driveway, I can see that someone's coming before, I can be to the door before I hear the doorbell ring, which is pretty handy when I've got that situation going on.
Yeah. Or if you're in the basement and the big screen's in the basement and, you want to know, can't necessarily hear who's knocking at the door. And so they pop up on your camera, you get a notification, and we can now detect people, vehicles, and pets through, machine learning and AI. So I have a notification that says, tell me when the camera detects a person.
And same here.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Which you can find out, And then the nice thing for me as a blind user, we offer the ability to have audio as part of the camera. Now I can tell if the package delivery, throwing the box up on the front porch, or if it's, a neighbor or whatever it is, or if it's the guys cutting the lawn, because you can hear the leaf blower in the background or whatever it is, I can get something out of it too because of that audio.
And that audio is clear, because I've got two of the cameras at my house, and they work super well, and you can definitely hear what's going on. I caught one of my delivery drivers running accidentally across my lawn. I was like, who put the tire tracks in my yard? Sure enough, it was a delivery driver that hadn't made it through backing the truck up day, but it worked out well, because I could go back 12 hours and go find it. So it was pretty cool. You guys have come out too with this, which I saw the video on your website, but the X1 Eye Control.
Yeah, that's our X1 adaptive remote. And that's another beneficiary of being in a cloud-based platform where what this is, meeting the customer where they are. So in this case, we're talking about customers with physical disabilities, maybe somebody with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, where, you know, the remote, the traditional remote just isn't an option for them. And so they're able to use the technology they want to use, which might be, in this case, you know, Microsoft in your backyard does a lot with eye tracking. And so they might use a Surface tablet with, you know, the eye gaze, the Tobii eye gaze hardware connected to it. And as long as they can navigate through to the web browser and navigate a web page, they can log into xfin.tv/access and go through, enter their username and password. And as long as they have X1, they can pick which box they want to control. And now their eyes are the mouse. And so they can hover over the menu button, for example, and, you know, they can set the dwell time for their gaze. And so say it's like a second and a half or whatever it might be. They dwell on that button and it triggers the button. And so this has been a really effective way for people for whom voice isn't possible or for whom holding a remote isn't possible, but they can navigate through assistive, their preferred assistive technology. And so, you know, we look at inclusive design as really twofold. One, building solutions directly into our product. Voice guidance is a great example of that. And then meeting the customer where they are with the technology that they bring to our doorstep every day. And the X1 Adaptive Remote is a good example of that in action.
Well, that just gives so much freedom because, you know, let's say somebody with ALS, so they're sitting there and they've got somebody that's caring for them that can control that. But as soon as they walk off, they're stuck watching whatever's on TV and they had no way before to control that. Now they've got complete control to be able to manage that. And that's brilliant.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we've heard from customers. You know, they're stuck on the channel that the caregiver left it on. And you know, that's just not acceptable in today's world with the technology capabilities that we have.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I'm sure you guys have a lot of other stuff that you're doing as well as stuff in the books out there, because it seems that every single year there's such big jumps in accessibility like this, just because technology keeps getting better and better and, quite frankly, easier to navigate.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at one thing we're looking at right now is something called dynamic audio, where we, this is good for people with PTSD. We have it in select boxes right now, are some of our newer X1 boxes, where, you know, we reduce spikes in audio. So like think about explosions in action movies, and we enhance the dialogue on the other end. And so that's one that we're starting to talk about now and is in our labs. If you look under the settings menu of X1, you'll see Comcast Labs. And that's where we trial a lot of different things before they actually, you know, move into their permanent home on the platform. And so, you know, dynamic audio, if you have one of our wireless boxes, you can try that out. You know, Bluetooth hearing aid. You know, I know my dad, he's 88, and, you know, we go home and the TV's turned up to 11. and you know, that's fine. But now, you know, he can pair up his Bluetooth hearing aid and we can all watch it together and at a much more comfortable volume, both for him and for us.
You can watch TV without making the neighbors mad. That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there's, later this year, we're going to come out with a large button remote. We do have one, but it's that was a third party remote. So we designed one, and it's from the ground up, and it's going to have our voice capability in there as well. People, older adults, people with dexterity challenges, people with visual impairments, they're going to be able to use that remote. And we've done some things where, you know, if you want to change the battery, you know, you don't have to take the back completely off the remote. It just slides down like a drawer and you know, try to put some tabs in there so it's easier to kind of get those batteries out. You know, the labeling of the buttons, you know, the backlighting of the buttons, those types of things are some of what you'll find, and it fits nice and flat. So if somebody needs to, you know, operate it with two hands and put it on a tray or a table, it's nice and stable. So just a few things that we have coming out. We also work with our general mobile apps, you know, our Xfinity Stream app, which is our second screen experience, or the Xfinity app, which is how you manage your home network and set up profiles for people in your home and navigate your smart home technology, things like that. So accessibility really cuts across, you know, the company. Sometimes we're looking at building in features that, we build in. Sometimes we're looking at just making sure our web applications, web pages, mobile applications are tagged correctly so that they work with, you know, traditional assistive technology built into that operating system, or made for that operating system, Windows, Mac, OS, Android, whatever it is. And so it's you know, really a comprehensive approach.
That's awesome. I know somebody that's a caregiver and they love that Xfinity app where they can watch TV on it, because they can be sitting there with the person that they're helping and they might fall asleep, so they can turn the TV down so it's not going to wake them back up again. But they grab their phone and they can actually, you know, watch that TV show in the house there with their headphones on without disturbing their patient that's there. So it that goes for caregivers as well as the people that are receiving the care.
Yeah, and that's, you know, where we do have Bluetooth audio, again, for the hearing aid, but that you can also use it to pair up a Bluetooth speaker, Bluetooth headset. A lot of people use that. Same thing with closed captioning. If you think about it, you know, we talk about inclusion making a better product for everyone. Closed captioning, how many people use that just to follow a show?
I do all the time. Yeah. I do all the time. The reason why is sometimes I'll be watching like a British comedy or something that I miss some of those little details on the snarkiness or whatever. And it's nice to have it on there because I can catch it.
Yeah. My wife does the same thing and it tells me when the captions aren't right. I'm like, geez, I can't even get away from work even when I'm home.
You guys just, the talking guide as well is stuff that you guys, you know, we talked a little bit about that stuff, but I think there's just so many things for the users out there that to explore within Comcast that can help just everybody, including those that really need it. I think there's a lot of usability function here for even just the general public that don't have, you know, these challenges that other people do.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about the X1 adaptive remote for the eye tracker, but that's just a web, you know, a web version of a traditional remote. And so anyone can, if you have X1, use that. You know, with any, you know, people, you know, one of our folks says she's always losing her remote. So she just always has that page up on her iPhone, and she just, that's how she controls the TV. So, you know, same thing with Bluetooth audio, keyboard shortcuts or, you know, shortcuts that you add to the remote. You know, you can turn on and off closed captioning. You can, you know, do other things with that. So it's really, you know, trying to find areas, you know, building for an edge case, but in doing so, you know, coming up with a feature that just really makes it better for everybody. How many people are using, you know, the wheelchair ramps at a street crossing, right?
Yeah.
Far more people than who they were originally designed for.
No question.
And so that's kind of what we're thinking about, right? Like it's the electronic equivalent of a curb cut.
Yeah, I mean, even the bumps, you know, that warn somebody walking, I think, you know, on those same, you know, wheelchair ramps, those are great for the people that are texting on their phone crossing the street knowing that, hey, there's a curb coming.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, so it all works out. Well, Tom, thanks for coming on today, man. I really appreciate it. You gave us such great information today about what Comcast has going on with this, where you guys are headed, and it's going to be super helpful and great for everyone to be able to navigate this stuff.
Well, thanks for having me.
As we head out to break, make sure you hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Clubhouse, Around the House with Eric G. And make sure you hit us up here and listen to the podcast anywhere you catch podcasts, and that's aroundthehouseonline.com or your favorite podcast player. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Eric G. with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show, or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos. My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist, make your stand.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G, your home improvement source every weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, man, we have got so much left to talk about the show today here. We have got a good topic I want to dive into.
We're looking ahead.
Yeah. Things you don't want to do in 2021.
Now, are these things that you may have done in 2020 that mm-hmm. you're saying? Okay. All right.
These are things that maybe you did the last time remodeled, last time you did something.
And it was kind of the way to do things?
Yeah, it'll be fine that way. So let's talk about this for a minute. My first one, which is one of the most important ones out there. You know, let's say you're going to start a remodeling project. And mm-hmm. I always tell people, make sure you get all the materials here before you dive into the project.
Planning is key.
Planning's key. Well, and I was having a discussion the other day with my buddy, and he's like, yeah, appliances are here. I didn't think they were going to be here for another 5 or 6 weeks. They're here early. Yeah, and I said, you know, you got to get them to your house.
Yeah.
Because what do you mean? I was just going to wait 5 or 6 weeks. I go, that will be the biggest mistake you make. So what do you mean? I said, here's the problem. And this is where I want to go with this on this show for these next couple segments, because this is some of the stuff that really can hurt you out there because that's the way you've always done it. And this is where you're going to get burned with many appliance stores and big box retailers. If I go in and say, hey, I'm going to order an appliance package for me under Eric G, and I'm going to leave it there in their inventory and paid for, what's going to happen is there have been such shortages on appliances.
Oh, you're going to lose your stuff.
You're going to lose your stuff. And things are getting more expensive. No question.
Yeah, if they can make more money off the next person to come get your appliance.
And here's where the problem lies. If you leave that sit there for 5 or 6 weeks, maybe there's a builder, maybe there's a remodeler, maybe there's a VIP client
wants to
that
buy them
needs
out.
That. They have another problem. Maybe theirs got, and they're trying to solve a problem. You are now, your appliance that you ordered as part of your package is going to be their solution.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, all right, get that for Eric. Grab Eric's. He doesn't need it for 5 weeks. I'm sure we can get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going to happen is you're going to have those appliances delivered or pick them up, whichever you choose. They go to look for it and go, oh, yeah, that one's back ordered. Thought they were all here. Yep, that one's back ordered. We need to get that one in here. You might wait another 2, 3, 4 weeks, months to get another one. So when your appliances come in,
get your hands on them.
Get your hands on them and get them to your location that's secure as soon as possible. Number one. Now, here's another couple things that I want to talk about. If you're out there thinking about buying appliances here in 2021 and even into 2022, I would look at buying them sooner than later.
Even with changing technologies?
Yes. Here's why. Metal prices are going through the roof. Copper, stainless, steel, all that stuff. It's skyrocketing.
Raw materials, yeah.
Raw materials are going high, which means those appliances over the next year or two are going to be more expensive. So what you're going to see is that. So that's a huge problem when that comes down to that. So my concern is that you're going to see those things get more expensive and maybe even lose a little less materials of those as they come. But what I'm concerned about is that we also have changing energy standards. I see those changing towards the end of the year. I love front load washing machines. I've used them for 20 years, and I believe they are the best way to wash clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They're better for the environment. They're better for your clothes. They get perfectly clean. And the mold issues that you saw 10, 15 years ago are generally gone. If you can follow the directions of how to use it, you're fine. There are thousands and thousands of people out there, probably hundreds of thousands of people, that love top load washing machines, and they believe that that is the best way to wash clothes, and I can respect that. I predict by the end of 2021, there will be a date set for the last day that you'll be able to buy one of those appliances. That water is going to be changing. The water usage, we will go into higher water
restrictions
on appliances. One, because of who we have in the White House. I'm okay with that. The problem that we're going to have is we are going to see on the West Coast that's going to be headlines is drought, 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 drought. We have it here in Portland.
And it was in California for years, a decade ago.
And it's even worse in California right now. So you're going to see that be headlines. And unfortunately, well, first off, this is not a political show, but whenever there's headlines and people want to grab energy efficiency, they will grab that as a talking point, and we're going to fix it by changing appliances. That's going to happen. I would plan on it. It was going to happen a couple years ago, and that administration stopped it and said, whoa, 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 we still don't have the science to make these things right in our eyes, so why don't we hold off on that for a few years? Well, those few years are up, so I would predict to see that.
It's coming. We've seen it coming over the last decade.
It's going in Europe. Europe got rid of those things 15, 20 years ago. So that's the way that's going. So I would predict to do that. The other thing, here's the next one. If you want to keep having natural gas appliances and you love your natural gas appliances, in many states they are trying to discourage those. If you want to continue to use your natural gas appliances, I think there's 40 or 50 cities around the U.S. now that are trying to push out natural gas appliances.
Mm-hmm.
I love my gas range. I do.
Most people do.
Yeah. I think that is one of the things that I would stay on top of maintaining or replacing those right now, because I think those are going to be harder to get. I
think they're going to be
hard. Yeah, I think you're going to see some serious discouragement of that. And I think including, and this is where I think you should really start paying attention to, on to my next one, which is making sure you have some kind of backup power. This is something you're going to have to do different than you did in 2020, 2019, 2018. Because we are seeing some trends now, what happened in California with their power outages. You know, we got a windstorm coming, it's dry out, we are going to shut the power grid down so we don't have any down power lines.
Well, especially with the risk of wildfires and everything like that, the power companies are taking precautionary measures to not feed that.
Correct. But you're seeing that to be a trend to reduce liability.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, that'll just be California. It happened this year in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Up on Mount Hood this last winter.
They turned the power off.
They said, hey, we got it. That's coming in. It's a dry wind. We're turning the power off. So up by Mount Hood, up in the mountains, they turned the power off. That was our little Oregon test. We will see more of it this year. So if I was you and you're working from home and you have a family, you want to make sure you keep, I would look at a backup generator. You know, we had Generac on a few weeks ago, great people. That might be an option for you. There's other great brands. I don't have a Generac here at my house. That wasn't a paid segment. I've got an Energizer, portable one. Now, would that Generac, if that was in my house, work better and more automatic? Absolutely. You know, I've got a gas powered generator, which is not nearly efficient.
Mm-hmm.
I can grab that thing, roll it out, plug it in, and it's powering most of my home. Sweet. That is awesome.
And it worked well for you this
year. It worked well. Problem is, I had to use,
lots of gas.
Lots of trips. I spent almost $100 in gas, powering my home for four and a half, five days. Would it have been easier to have a natural gas one that turned on automatically? So if I was gone out of town for 2 or 3 days and my house would have just automatically turned on, of course that would have been better. So if you're in the West Coast, if you're in areas where wildfires are prevalent, if you're in those hurricane areas, that is a really smart way to go. It might be worth that $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to get dialed in.
It's a tool that is, I mean, especially if you live in those kind of areas, that it's almost necessary for you to have that backup plan.
Absolutely. So that is one of those that I go, okay, you know, that's something you need to be careful with. Now, that's a good be prepared kind of thing, you know, and that's not me giving a global warming speech. That's not what we're talking about here. I'm just talking about having power is going to be more and more of a challenge versus less or less. And especially as we add more electric things to the grid and more cars we have to plug in. Simple math, guys. That's what that is. So really be prepared for that. That's a big one coming up. And I think it's going to get to be bigger and bigger as time goes. Now, one of the other things that I want to talk about before we run on to break here real quick, and we talked a little bit about it first, make sure whatever your DIY project is, if you want to start and finish it, unless you want to stay stuck with it half done, have every piece of material at your house before you start the project.
Before you even hammer a nail. Don't do a thing until you've got everything.
Absolutely. Make sure you've got that all there, because even if it's on the shelf today, it could be gone tomorrow. And I mean, you're seeing PVC pipe. Try finding electrical boxes for doing electrical work. There's a lot of signs in a lot of stores that say you can only buy 100 boxes at a time, even if you're an electrician. Electrician might go through that in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things I want you to be really, really careful with, because this could be a problem for you. I don't want to see you get something tore up and have to live with it for 3 or 4 months as you're waiting for things to come in. So that's another key. We come back, we've got more just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House, there, to your home improvement source. Where did our time go?
Welcome to the last segment of the show.
You got it. Last call, as we say right there. Man, we've been diving into a bunch of different subjects. This is kind of one of those smorgasbord kind of shows.
Absolutely. A couple interviews, just you and I chatting.
Having a good time. We've been talking about here kind of the top things you shouldn't be doing in 2021. With things in our home improvement industry right now, I'm just trying to bring up some of those things that are really different than how they used to be.
Well, okay, real quick, as I arrived to the studio today, which is at your house.
Yep.
This is just, it kind of shocked me. I wouldn't expect to see a hunk of rusted metal out in the front yard. What was that?
So we, of course, pulled out the old 1993 train heating system that was in this thing.
Okay.
And so that was a piece of B vent, which is basically the flue for all the hot gases coming off the burner assembly that goes up through the roof. And yes, someone before me had gone up there and used electrical tape to hold it together on the outside and to hold the vent cap on it. And yes, it was a complete rusty pig. And you look on social media here this week, you'll see it. I'll put a picture up.
That is not a fix. Electrical, no.
No. So they fixed it. We were joking about that. But that's the difference, and we'll talk later with Pyramid on this about the project, because it's a Carrier Infinity system. And to show you the difference, that was a sub 80% efficiency furnace. So I still had, 20% of that heat going up the chimney
that you were paying for and losing.
Yeah, and I'm in the 90s here with this. I'm super high efficiency. So you saw that tube that was all burned up. As you look over across the shop here, that's PVC plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've gotten rid of the metal.
Yeah, so there's no metal there, but that PVC plastic, that's how little heat goes up there.
Okay.
Before, you could have fried an egg on the outside of that thing because it was hot. You had to keep that pipe within like an inch of the outside of the house of anything combustible. They're using plastic pipe that, of course, is combustible, but it's not.
But it's not going to heat up to that.
It's not going to heat up to that. That's how much heat's getting used up in that. So it's really cool. But yeah, I had a nice little pile of material out there, which I think I put up on the Around the House with Eric G Facebook page, which you should check out. But that was a nice little one right there. So That's a good one, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you're getting a good thing you got it changed.
Oh, yeah.
Fixed.
Well, again, but this is the thing here. You know, we've been talking about the things not to do in 2021. One, I'm making it more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I was shocked when we tore that thing apart how dirty it was on the inside. The furnace. I had vacuumed it out with a shop vac as best I could. I had not disassembled the fan and taken it piece by piece out. Because I knew this year we were replacing it.
Yeah.
So I just went, hey, man, if this will make it. But I'll be honest, that thing looked like it had half inch of hair on it from just the dirt and everything else that was inside of that. Because once it gets dirty, it stacks more on top of it, more on top, more on top. This had been dirty for 20 years.
It keeps catching stuff. Yeah. Well, and the thing is like, yeah, it probably should have been changed last year, but I totally understand that mindset. You're like, I'm yanking all this stuff out in a year anyway. Like,
yeah,
I'm
just
not going
to
go through all the legwork.
To pay to do that. Well, hey, one more thing I want to talk about is my big subject here of things not to do in 2021. The other one is I want you, if you are doing a DIY project or a larger construction project right now, from today looking forward, I want you to have a 20% contingency price for price increases.
This is just an extra 20% of your budget to have as a safety net.
If you look at it and say, I'm going to spend 10 grand on a project, I'm going to say
behind.
You better have 12 and hope you don't spend the 12. Maybe you'll spend $9,500. But with the volatility of anything home improvement in construction, I mean, my brother went to go take back some roofing that he had extra, and it was a stock item so he could take it back to this lumberyard. He brought it back, showed them the receipt, and they said, you know, I would have probably paid you 30% more not having that receipt because what you bought that for 4 months ago is so much more expensive now for roofing than it was 3 or 4 months ago.
He might have been better off selling that off himself.
Right? I mean, I was having a discussion with a home builder today, and he was, you know, talking cryptocurrency and everything else. I go, man, you and your cryptocurrency. I go, Dave, here's the thing. If you'd have bought 5 units of OSB a year ago and had them in your garage, you'd have bought them for $9 and now you're selling them for $60. That's a pretty good return.
Yeah, that's a good profit margin.
You got a point there. So that's hindsight's 2020. And, you know, now's not the time to go buy high. But, again, make sure you got the materials. I mean, we needed some wire for a project. Home Depot, Lowe's have been my cheap place to go for that stuff for years. Nope.
Nothing. Or they had it, but it was...
I ordered it off Amazon for a third of the price.
Yeah.
Because they're... Again, you got to see where the... Do your shopping around, guys. Look for the volatility. The home centers, the big box stores, those kind of places, they're off today's market price.
But always, I mean, and we've talked about this before, be cautious of knockoffs.
Be cautious of knockoffs, but when I'm buying wire, for instance,
yes,
and it's from the same wire manufacturer,
yeah.
I turned around and bought it for that little roll of wire. I paid a third of what it was at the big box stores because they had not adjusted their prices accordingly. So a little bit of shopping in these volatile times is going to save you a ton of money and get that project on budget or maybe under, and quite frankly, not blown up. So do your homework, do some shopping, pay attention to those small lumber yards out there. If you're used to going in the big box stores, call around to those lumber yards. They might have a better deal than that big box store does. So shop around, do your research, and of course, do it right.
And planning. Plan at least 3 months out.
Yep. Make sure you get the materials you need, and that way you get it there. And I think it's going to end up for a happier project. And, man, we are out of time. That's the time of the show.
Great show today.
Great show, brother. Thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.